Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Luck, or whatever you choose to call it, plays an important part in all our lives. Yesterday, Penny Gibbs and Freddie Lang were in a serious automobile accident. Both cars were badly damaged, but none of the occupants hurt. In the Gibbs home, Penny is trying to tell her ex-fiancé, Johnny Keith, about it.
The car seemed to come from nowhere, Johnny. Freddie couldn't see it. It was raining so hard, so he decided to pull off the road when all of a sudden this other car skidded into us.
On your side of Freddie's?
No, Freddie's, but either side's bad enough. Golly, how we weren't seriously injured, I don't know.
Mm.
The other car turned over.
No one in the other car hurt either?
No, they were badly shaken up like we were. And I think one of the women had a cut finger, but that's about all.
Gosh, when I heard about the accident and what happened to the cars, I thought you were all dead.
No, you can't kill me that easily. Oh, but that poor car of mine. I don't think it'll ever be the same again.
Well, I hope you were covered by insurance, Ben.
Yeah, $50 deductible or something like that.
Oh, good for you. Well, it's bad enough to have your car smashed up without having to foot the repair bill, too.
Mm.
You and Freddie went to the hospital for a checkup, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we didn't want to, but the police insisted on it.
Oh.
At the hospital, they said there was nothing wrong with either one of us, but that we'd ache a little bit today. I don't know why they said a little bit. I ache a lot, all over.
Poor kid. Must have had an awful scare.
Oh, frankly, Johnny, it happened so fast, I didn't have time to be frightened. And if you want to know something else, thanks to Freddie's quick thinking, nobody was hurt. Well, he had the courage to step on the gas and try and pull away from the other car. We'd have had a head-on collision.
Well, good for Freddie. I know I'd have just slammed on the brakes.
Yeah.
You know, a few more things like yesterday, and I'm going to think Freddie Lang's the finest kid in the world.
He's one of the nicest.
Well, let's each give him a medal. Look, am I going to have to keep an eye on you to keep you out of trouble?
No, thank you.
Well, look what happens the minute I let you out of my sight.
Well, you don't think we had that accident on purpose, do you?
No, but you had it. Maybe you wouldn't have had it if you'd been with me.
Well, a lot of help you'd have been. You said yourself you'd have stepped on the brake.
Now, look, Penny, I'm serious. I let you out of my sight and horrible things happened to you. Beginning to worry me.
Look, Johnny, you went away from me and out of my sight. Far out of sight. Didn't seem to worry about it then.
Well, Penny, that was a stupid mistake. We both realized that. You know why I married Alice, not because I was in love with her.
I know that,
don't say let's not. It's things like this accident yesterday that make me realize all over again how foolish we are to keep putting things off. We always say we have so much time.
But don't we?
Well, if nothing happens, yes. How do we know something won't happen? What if in that accident yesterday you'd...
Well, I wasn't.
Well, you might have been. And that's something for us both to give a lot of thought to, Penny. Well, next time I may be the one in an accident, and I might not be so lucky. Well, wouldn't that make any difference to you?
You ought to know better than to ask a question like that.
Well, how about answering that question?
Oh, Johnny, let's not even think about it.
Well, Penny, we're wrong not to.
What would be right about thinking of something awful happening to either one of us?
Oh, I don't mean we should think about it that way, but we ought to realize that anything can happen to anybody. And accidents don't wait for plans to be completed.
Must we make plans?
No, we don't have to, not right this minute, but if we're ever going to, well, if we have a plan to go ahead with what we thought of before I married Alice, and...
Well, it's a little bit too soon after her death, don't you think?
Well, is that the reason you've been holding me off? You think it hasn't been long enough since Alice's death?
I've thought about it, Johnny. I mean by that, I know it's been months and months. But somehow it just seems like weeks in some ways.
Yeah, I know. It does to me, too, but it isn't. It's months. And look, we don't have to do anything with the plans yet. We don't have to tell anyone, but we should make them. We should decide something one way or the other.
You think there's a choice between one way or the other?
Well, not on my part, but you might feel differently. I won't blow the lid off the world if you tell me you've decided against me.
Oh, Johnny, I haven't.
Well, what have you decided?
Nothing.
Well, don't you think you should, in light of what we've been talking about?
I don't see where it makes any difference.
You don't see what... You mean you don't see how we may be kidding ourselves, saying we have so much time to decide?
Oh, Johnny, you're making so much out of that accident.
I'm not making any more of it than it is. It's something that happened, and it happened for a reason. All things do, good and bad. Cruel as it may seem, I think there was certainly a reason for Alice's death. Part of it might have been so we could be together. Because I've always believed that we were meant to be.
Oh, Johnny, I've always thought so, too. But then when you married Alice, I kind of doubted we ever would be. And I do think, like you do, that all things happen for the best.
But now, Penny, we can be together. And I think that accident of yours yesterday was a warning that something else will come between us unless we stop putting things off.
Johnny, maybe I've changed or something, but you don't seem to understand me the way you used to.
I don't think you've changed, Penny, and I think I do understand.
No, you don't. I'm not in a hurry for things the way I used to be. Maybe it's because I'm a little older. Maybe it's because I realize you make mistakes when you rush into things.
But, Penny, the way things have been lately, we've just been standing still.
Johnny, a lot of things are standing still. Jed and his illness, for instance. He's no better and no worse. I can't make any plans of my own until I know what's going to happen with Jed. If he's going to recover from this thing, or if he's not, what kind of an adjustment he's going to make toward life in a wheelchair. Oh, Johnny, we can't be impatient. We should be ashamed of ourselves if we are. How much more of a problem Jed has to face than we do. And look how many years older he is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Penny. I always stop thinking about others when I get on the subject of us. It's only natural, though. To me, we're the most important subject in the world.
John.
Well, that may sound like selfishness and conceit, but it's not really. It's just practical. If we don't think about ourselves, who will?
I know, Johnny, that's very true. I have certain responsibilities that you don't. It isn't that they're forced on me. They're not. My mother would be the last person in the world to say that Jed was even slightly my responsibility. But I've made him one. I want it that way. In some ways, I even feel a responsibility toward Peg Martin, too. Oh, she hasn't as much as said so, but she has come to me for help, Johnny, and I want to help her if I can. And I even feel a certain tenderness toward Barry Carlton. It's a vague feeling I have about him,
yeah,
but I...
Yeah, I know. I know, Penny. I know exactly what's happened. You're putting others first, as you always have and always will. Much as I want to, I know there's no use in trying to make you think of yourself first. You're just not built that way. You're one of those admirable but unfortunate souls who seems to have been put on this earth for the benefit of others. And I'm not complaining, Penny. I'm among the people you've helped. And I'm grateful for everything you've done for me.
Oh, Johnny, what do I do for you except make you miserable?
Well, maybe I deserve it now, Penny. We had our good times together. We've known the fabulous and bewildering joy of being in love. Maybe that's over for us. Maybe we'll never know it again.
Oh, Johnny.
Well, all things come to people in turns, Penny. We've had ours. Now it's Nora's and Freddie's.
Yeah, I guess it's their turn now. And since it is, let's hope they make more of their chance for happiness than we did with ours, Johnny. Oh, let's wish them all the luck we didn't have.
Golly, Nora. The ashes in this pipe must be made out of glue. Just won't come out.
You'll have to get Daddy to show you how. Here, let me try, Freddy.
Oh, no, no, you don't. Girls don't know anything about pipes. I'll try it again. There. That got him out.
Mm-hmm. It certainly did, and all over the rug, too.
Oh, but that's all right. Ashes are good for rugs. They're supposed to keep the moths out.
Why, Freddy, you say the nicest things.
Well, I also think the nicest things, too, when I think about you.
Honestly?
You gotta ask me?
No, but I like to do it anyway once in a while. I get such wonderful answers.
Well, all I do is tell you the truth, Nora. You know, somehow I sort of can't tell you anything else.
Freddy, are you sure you've been telling me the truth about how you feel?
Why, sure.
Nothing hurts you since the accident?
Nothing? Everything hurts. But it's nothing serious.
Oh, Crickets, Freddy, if it had been serious, well, I think I'd have...
Oh, well... now, Crickets, don't go talking like that. And besides, if it had happened, maybe it would have been just good riddance.
Oh, Freddy, how can you say such a terrible thing?
Well, it's easy.
Oh, don't joke about it. I get just sick all over when I think about how awful it might have been. I feel all alone just imagining it.
Oh, now, look, Crickets, you'll never be alone. Why, if something happened to me, some other guy would come along and take my place.
No,
just
Freddy,
like...
No, never. I can be with just hundreds of people, and if you're not there, I'm alone.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's funny, Nora. I thought that I was the only one that ever happened to.
Honestly, do you feel that way too, Freddy? Do you feel alone when you're not with me?
Alone, Crickets? I feel a whole lot worse than that. I feel all empty inside, like an old tin can that somebody took the insides out of and just tossed away in a junk pile. Though I shouldn't admit that to you, should I?
Oh, yes, Freddy. It's just super to know that you feel that way. Makes it easier for me to feel that way, too.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of rough to go for somebody and not be sure whether that somebody goes for you or not. I used to worry an awful lot about that at first, but, well, after we got to talking about it, why...
Oh, together. Well, Crickets, Freddy, that's a scrumptious word.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a funny word, too. You know, you take it apart and there's three little words. To, and get, and her. To get her. And in my case, the her is you and I got you.
Or did I get you?
Oh, you got me, Crickets. And I want to stay got, too.
Oh, so do I, Freddy, awfully much.
I'm glad you do, Nora. Because I have a feeling about us. It's something that I'm sure of. Like I've never been sure of anything else before. Maybe a lot of bum things are going to happen all along the way, but we're going to go the whole route together. Together, Crickets, just you and me.
And we won't ever let anything make us change our minds. Not ever will we.
They'll have to turn the world inside out and upside down and make a jump through a hoop before they're going to change us, Crickets. And that's a promise.
There's certainly a difference in the futures of Nora Williams and Penny Gibbs, isn't there? Will lovely Penny Gibbs ever find the happiness that seems so assured to Nora? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. Marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.